Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day number 6 on our way to 365. And we're going to read the Bible all the way through chronologically. It's a really cool situation that's going on with us. And I'm getting lots of good response from people about it. So I encourage you, no better time to start doing the word than right now. You might have come in later on in the year, but listen to this. I've recorded every day. So you can get caught up pretty simply by just getting focused in one day and saying, I'm going to get caught up right now, and I'll read all of these verses for you. And it takes about 20, 25 minutes. Encourage you, get caught up. And then read through it. It's going to be different because it's chronologically. We're on the 6th day and we're in the book of Job. That's very interesting. Now, I saw something about Job last night that I've never heard anybody say. But Job was actually considered a prophet. I don't know if you ever heard that. And nobody calls him a type of Christ, but the verses are prophesying about the suffering that Jesus would go through. I encourage you today to listen to these verses and see if you hear in there any verses that would match a prophecy about Jesus. Very interesting. And he's the first book after the flood. And here we are in the book of Job. Now, pray this prayer with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you, dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Job chapter 10. I feel like I want some majestic music in the background. Mm-hmm. Job chapter 10. My soul loathes my life, and I will give free course to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. Does it seem good to you that you should oppress, that you should despise, that the work of your hands and smile on the counsel of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as man sees? Are your days like the days of a mortal man? Are your years like the days of a mighty man? Yet that you should seek for my iniquity and search out my sin, although you know that I am not wicked, and there is no one who can deliver from your hand. Verse 8, your hands have made me and fashioned me an intricate unity. That's an interesting statement. Yet you would destroy me. Remember, I pray, that you have made me like clay. And will you turn me into dust again? Did you pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? Clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews, yet you have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit. And these things you have hidden in your heart. I know that this was with you. If I sin, then you mark me and will not acquit me of my iniquity. For if I am wicked, woe to me. Even if I am righteous, I cannot lift up my head. I am full of disgrace. See my misery? If my head is exalted, you hunt me like a fierce lion. And again, you show yourself awesome against me. Verse 17. You renew your witness against me and increase your indignation toward me. Changes and war are ever with me. Why then have you brought me out of the womb? Oh, that I had perished and no eye had seen me. I would have been as though I had not been. And I would have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease. Leave me alone, that I may take a little comfort before I go to the place from which I shall not return, to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land as dark as darkness itself, as the shadow of death without any order, where even the light is like darkness. 11. Very interesting, isn't it? It's a man of grief. And yet, you can see in there Jesus and the suffering he suffered so that our sins and sicknesses would be taken away. And then he went to hell and beat it. And that's, you just saw him say it, right, isn't that? You saw him say that right here. Now get this. This is the first guy that wrote a book. This isn't after the law. This is after the flood. I hope you're as excited as I am. Chapter 11, verse 1. Then Zophar the answered and said, should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be vindicated? Should your empty talk make men hold their peace? And when you mock, should no one rebuke you? For you have said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in your eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for they would double your prudence. I like that promise. Know therefore that God from you less than your iniquity deserves. Oh, that he would seek, that you would he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for they would double your prudence. Verse 7, can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by, imprisons and gathers to judgment and hinder him. For he knows deceitful men. He sees wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For an empty-handed man will be wise. When a wild donkey's colt is born a man. It's an interesting statement, isn't it? If you would prepare your heart and stretch out your hands toward him, if iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away and would not dwell in your tents, then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear. Verse 16. Because you would not forget your misery and remember it as waters that have passed away, and your life would be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you would be like the morning, and you would be secure because there is hope. Yes, you would dig around you and take your rest in safety. You would also lie down, and no one would make you afraid. Yes, many would court your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fail, and they shall not escape. And their hope, loss of life. wicked. Chapter number 12. Then Job answered and said, no doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. I love that statement. But I have understanding as well as you. I'm not inferior to you. Indeed, who does not know such thing as these? I am one mocked by his friends who called on God and he answered him, the just and blameless who is ridiculed. A lamp is despised in the thought of one who is at ease. It is made ready for those whose feet slip. The tents of robbers prosper, and those who provoke God are secure in what God provides by his hands. Now, Barabbas was a robber, and he was let loose, and Jesus was crucified. The beast, and they will teach you, and the birds of the air, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? Well, you're confused. But that's Romans chapter 1 when you read verse 8. Keep reading. 10. I'm in verse 10. I'm in 12:10. In whose hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Does not the ear test words and the mouth test food? Wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days, understanding. With him are wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. If he breaks a thing down, it cannot be rebuilt. If he imprisons a man, there can be no release. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the earth, the flood. With him are strength and prudence. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away plundered and makes fools of the judges. He loosens the bonds of kings and binds their waist with a belt. He leads princes away plundered. He overthrows the mighty ones of speech and takes away the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and disarms the mighty. Verse 22, he uncovers deep things out of darkness and brings the shadow of death to light. He makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and guides them. He takes away the understanding of the chiefs of the people of the earth and make them wander in a pathless wilderness. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like drunken men. Interesting. Chapter 13. Behold, my eyes has seen all this. My ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I'm not inferior to you, but I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. There's another desire to reason with God verses. But you, forgers of lies, you are worthless physicians. Oh, that you would be silent, and it would be your wisdom, silence. Verse 6, now hear my reasoning, and heed the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him? Will you show partiality for him? Will you contend for God Will it be well when he searches you out? Or can you mock him as one mocks a man? He will surely rebuke you. And if you secretly show partiality, will not his excellence make you afraid? And the dread of him will fall upon you. Your platitudes are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Hold your peace with me, and let me speak. Then let come on me what may. Verse 14. Why do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hands? Though he slay me, will I trust him? Even so, I will defend mine own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before him. Listen carefully to my speech and to my declarations with your ears. See, now I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be vindicated. Who is he who will contend with me? If now I hold my tongue, I perish. Job's despondent prayer. Only two things do not do to me, then I will not hide myself from you. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not the dread of you make me afraid. Then call, and I will answer. Or let me speak, then you respond to me. How many are my iniquities and sin? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? Will you frighten a leaf driven to and fro? And will you pursue dry stubble? For you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks and watch closely all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Man decays like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Let me say this again to you. If you don't know the characteristics and the nature of our Father, you would think that all these men, because they were written in the Bible, are speaking true words about our God. But you have to put these men where they were. They just came through the, they're after the flood. Noah lived 350 years after the flood and told everybody how God wiped out the whole earth. So these men don't have the Holy Spirit like you and I have. But Job doesn't, and these men don't. You can see the earth is being modernized, because in the beginning he talked about having bronze pits where they were mining bronze. So what you're seeing is people who are learning who God is. They don't know. And they're learning who God is. And as we keep reading, you're going to see God make a reply to these men. And what you can do in this, when you know God's characteristics and who he is, his personality, his ways, then you'll look at this and say, well, God's not in heaven destroying man. That's not his way. He's the life giver. He's not the life taker. And you can go back to John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Remember this about the word of God. It's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You just got to be diligently seeking and reading, and he'll come to you. Glad you're with us. Send me an email. Send me a text. Question. We'll be glad to give you an answer. My email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com, like Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman Jeff Hoffman at gmail.com. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this: we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you soon.